Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas Daf Nun Vav, the sixth parak Kabbal Yavim Tov. So the three Davs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gemot Mabay stated that the Yavam is Kana. He acquires the Yavama with all the inferior forms of Yibum mentioned, such as Beshogeg, Bemezid, and Baonas. The Gemara asks what he acquires means. Rav says, Kana Lakol, he acquires her for all matters. Rashi explains that even with one of the Bias Gruos, the deficient forms of Yibum, she can eat Truma immediately if he's a Kohen, even if he goes away and travels, and he never has full relations with her. But Shmuel says, Lokana El Devar Mahamurim Baparsha, he only acquires regarding the matters in the Parsha of Yibum, those being to inherit the estate of his brother, Potramini Yibum, and to free her from Yibum. The Gemara clarifies that they both agree that if she fell to Yibum from a state of Nisuan, that she may eat Truma, because she had already been eating Truma originally before her husband died. They disagree where she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat Truma, the Rabbi Rachmana, be a Shogeg, Kamezi, because the Torah has included relations with Shogeg with Yavama as an effective form of Yibum, like Kamezi. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of Shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother. Since, as an Arusa, she was not permitted to eat Truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of Yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokas. Pointing to Rabbah said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Ba'ala Loka Aleha Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus, if he then had relations with her, because of the prohibition against a Kohen having relations with a Zona. The Gemara clarifies that this is in addition to the Isra of Tuma, since she is defiled to her husband. Rabbi Zer challenged Rabbah from a Brisa that taught. The Pasuk states in the Parsha of Sota, Vihil Nispasa, and she was not forced. Asura, then she's forbidden to remain with her husband. But if she was forced, she would be permitted. The exclusionary word she indicates that there's another woman that even if she was forced, she would be forbidden to remain with her husband, referring to an Eishes Kohen. Since halav habav mikol ase, halav derived from a mitzvah's ase, is an ase, how can Rabbah say that the Kohen husband receives malchus for having relations with her? Rabbah answered that all married women who have relations with another man willingly or unwillingly were initially included in the category of zona. The pasuk regarding a sota permits a wife of a Yisrael who was not forced, but the wife of a Kohen remains forbidden to her husband based on her status of a zona. Therefore, if the Kohen husband has relations with her, he gets malchus. The Gemara brings an alternative version of this ruling. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, in the case of an almana to a Kohen Gadol, or grushon chalutza to a Kohen Hedyot, min erison lo yochel b'truma, from the time of erison onwards, these wives may not eat truma. Rashi explains that if she's a bas Kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat truma in her father's house from the time he's mekadosh her. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Makshirim, they say they are eligible to eat truma. Rashi explains they hold that she only becomes disqualified to eat truma from the time she becomes a chalala, which results when he has relations with her. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis stated that the Yavam is Kana. He acquires the Yavam with all the inferior forms of Yibum mentioned, such as Beshogeg, Bemezid, and Baonis. The Gemara asks what he acquires means. Rav says, Kana Lakol, he acquires her for all matters. Rashi explains that even with one of the Bias Gruos, the deficient forms of Yibum, she can eat Truma immediately if he's a Kohen, even if he goes away and travels, and he never has full relations with her. But Shmuel says, Lokana El Devar Mahamurim Baparsha, he only acquires regarding the matters in the Parsha of Yibum, those being to inherit the estate of his brother, Potramini Yibum, and to free her from Yibum. The Gemara clarifies that they both agree that if she fell to Yibum from a state of Nisuan, that she may eat Truma, because she had already been eating Truma originally before her husband died. They disagree where she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat Truma, the Rabbi Rachmana, be a Shogeg, Kamezi, because the Torah has included relations with Shogeg with Yavama as an effective form of Yibum, like Kamezi. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of Shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother. Since, as an Arusa, she was not permitted to eat Truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of Yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokas. Pointing to Rabbah said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Ba'ala Loka Aleha Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus, if he then had relations with her, because of the prohibition against a Kohen having relations with a Zona. The Gemara clarifies that this is in addition to the Isra of Tuma, since she is defiled to her husband. Rabbi Zer challenged Rabbah from a Brisa that taught. The Pasuk states in the Parsha of Sota, Vihil Nispasa, and she was not forced. Asura, then she's forbidden to remain with her husband. But if she was forced, she would be permitted. The exclusionary word she indicates that there's another woman that even if she was forced, she would be forbidden to remain with her husband, referring to an Eishes Kohen. Since halav habav mikol ase, halav derived from a mitzvah's ase, is an ase, how can Rabbah say that the Kohen husband receives malchus for having relations with her? Rabbah answered that all married women who have relations with another man willingly or unwillingly were initially included in the category of zona. The pasuk regarding a sota permits a wife of a Yisrael who is not forced, but the wife of a kohen remains forbidden to her husband based on her status of a zona. Therefore, if the kohen husband has relations with her, he gets malchus. The Gemara brings an alternative version of this ruling. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, in the case of an almana to a kohen gadol, or grusha chalutza to a kohen hedyot, from the time of Erison onwards, these wives may not eat truma. Rashi explains that if she's a bas kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat truma in her father's house from the time he's mekadosh her. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon makshirim, they say they are eligible to eat truma. Rashi explains they hold that she only becomes disqualified to eat truma from the time she becomes a chalala, which results when he has relations with her. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Nun Vav, and this Simur was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested Nun Vav is the Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu, Nu Nu. So here goes. The Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Alman who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol from eating Truma. Once again, slow motion. The Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu. Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu. That must be more on Duff Nun Vav. The Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma. Which reminds us, we have a Malkus Rav and Shmuel regarding to what extent does a Yavam acquire a Yavama with an inferior Yibum. They disagree whether she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat Truma, the Ha Rabbi Rachmana, be a Shogeg Kameis, because the Torah has included relations with Shogeg with the Yavama as an effective form of Yibum, like Maisie. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of Shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother, since, as an Arusa, she was not permitted to eat Truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of Yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokes. So the Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu, who prevented the Yavama who was acquired with an inferior Yibum from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated, which reminds us, Rav has said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Baal Aloka Olam Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus if he then had relations with her because of the prohibition against the Kohen having relations with the Zona. So the Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Alman who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol from eating Truma. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in a case of an Alman to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha and Chuzah to Kohen Hedyot, mina Erison lo yochel b'truma, from the time of Erison onwards, these wives may not eat Truma. Rashi explains that if she's a daughter of a Kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat Truma in her father's house from the time he's Mekadosher. But Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are Makshirin, they say that they're eligible to eat Truma. Rashi explains that she only becomes disqualified to eat Truma from the time she becomes a Chalala, which results when he has relations with her. So once again, the Shusher and Shul going Nu Nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Almana, who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol, from eating Truma. All right, now it's time for Vor Bula Ba'al Chazara. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simur Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more on Daf Nun Beis. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, which reminds us, a Yavam gets Makas Mardus if he had relations with the Yavama without doing Mimer first, and that Rav would give Makas Mardus to one who's Mekadosh Bebia, one who's Mekadosh a woman through relations, Manda Mekadosh Beshukka, one who's Mekadosh a woman in the marketplace, which Rashi explains means even if he does with money or a star, since this is lowly and licentious, Manda Mekadosh Beloshiduke, and one who's Mekadosh a woman without a prior agreement to enter into marriage, which is permissive behavior. So, when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, well, Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamin that he should have written, which reminds us we learn how Mimer is done with Kesev or Shava Kesev, and what the text is for Shtar Ksuba's Yavamin. So, when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, while Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamin that he should have written, he was relieved to learn that for being Mekadosh Yavama that he had already done Chalitza with, he would only have to give her a get. Which reminds us, we have Malkokas in a case of Acholitz of Bimto v'chaz v'kidsha, regarding one who does Chalitza to his Yavama, and then returns it, and it's Mekadosh. Revi says, im kidsha l'shum ishus, if he was Mekadosh for marriage in general, she needs a get from him, but l'shum yabmus, if he did it for the sake of a Yibam-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chamim say that in both cases, she requires a get. The Gemara brings a bias explanation of the Malkokas. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. The flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince. Nigerian prince? That must be wrong, Daf Nun Gimel. The flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to Mekadosh Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin. Which reminds us, Rava gives a different explanation for the Malkokas being Revi the Chachamim regarding Hacholitz Avimto v'chaz v'kidsha, one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns and is Mekadosher, saying that everyone agrees that if he was Mekadosher with Maimer of Yavamin, it's effective. They disagree if they said he's Gajli b'Zika's Yavamin. You're Mekadosh to me with the Zika of Yavamin. Revi holds Yesh Zika, that there is a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and the Yavama, and once Chalitza is done, it's Paka the Zika, so that being Mekadosha with Zika's Yavamin is no longer effective. But the Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. There is no significant Zika bond. Therefore, just as if he had told her before Chalitza that he was Mekadosha with Zika's Yavamin, it would be effective, even though mentioning Zika is irrelevant, so too after Chalitza, it's effective. It's as if he was saying he was Mekadosha with a Mimer. So, the flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadosh his Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza. Which reminds us, Ravashi provides a fourth explanation of the Machlokas, saying, B'yesh Tanai b'Chalitza k'mulifigay. They disagree whether one can make a Tanai regarding Chalitza. Rashi brings the example of one who said he did the Chalitza on condition that the Yavam would give him 200 zuz later. According to Rebbe, Ein Tanai l'Chalitza. One cannot make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza is still effective and is Paka the Zika. Therefore, if he's Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim, the Kedushin is not effective. The Rabbanan hold Yesh Tanai l'Chalitza. One can make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza does not work, and there's still a Zika. Therefore, he can be Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim. So, the flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadosh Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza, wondered if he should have just done Yibum instead, which can even be done without any Kavana. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the sixth parak states, Habal Yabimto, one who has relations with his Yavama, Bemba Shogeg, Bemba Mezi, Bemba Onis, Bemba Ratzon Alfil, Hu Shogeg, Vihi Mezida, and so on, Kanaval Achilok Ben Bilabia, he has acquired the Yavama as his wife, and the Torah does not distinguish between one form of intimacy and another form of intimacy. And the law is the same for one who has relations with any of the rites of the Torah, or those disqualified from marriage, such as an almana, to a Kohen Gadol. Daf Nindal, so the simmer Daf Nindal is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles, pasta chef, that must be run off Nindalit. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Yashin lo kanav Yavimto, if the Yavam had relations while he was sleeping, he is not kon as Yavam as his wife. For the pasuk states, Yavam yavo aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies ad mechavon lo shem bia, into his kavana for the sake of having relations with her. The Gemara clarifies that if he were dozing, he is kon his yavama. Rav Ashi defines dozing as he's asleep, but not fully asleep. He's awake, but not fully awake. So that the people call him, he responds, but he's not awake enough that he could give a response that requires svora. But when reminded of something, he remembers. So the dozing pasta chef Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, and answer affirmatively that the sources of Hara in the Torah is based on a hekesh of the Arayos to Anida, was totally incapable of explaining that Nida in the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during the lifetime of the husband. Which reminds us that Nida mentioned the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime after divorce, just as a Nida is permitted at a later time, yet is subject to Karis at the time of Isser. So to a brother's wife, even though she's permitted at a later time, if her husband dies childless, she is nevertheless subject to an Issa Karis during a husband's lifetime. Daf Nun Hei, so the Simfer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, speed limit sign, that must be more in Daf Nun Hei. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, which reminds of the source of the Isra of Eshazach applies to both the paternal and maternal brothers, is the pasuk of Ervas Eshazachicha Lo Segaleh, the erva of your brother's wife you shall not uncover, which ends with the words Ervas Achichahi. She is the erva of your brother, to teach that one's brother's wife is forbidden whether her husband is a paternal or maternal brother. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, a choso is in a sakar sign, which reminds us. The Gemara said, since the Torah learns from one pasuk that all arayas receive karas, why is there a mention of karas by the prohibition of having relations with one's sister? And answers that it's needed for what Rabbi Yochanan said. That if one committed all the erva transgressions during one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to bring a chatas for each transgression. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, achoso as in a sakara sign, after they had to throw the warning against bodily contact sign for a sota into the garbage, because they were told it wasn't effective. Which reminds us, Rava said that the pasuk mentioned Shiv Chazer by Sota to exclude Shekinu L'Derech Evarim, where one warned his wife against bodily contact with another man. Rashi says this refers to pressing oneself against a woman. This type of warning would not make her a Sota. The Braisa need to teach us, for one might have thought, B'kbeidat Tabal Tal Rachmana, that the Torah made the matter dependent on the husband's objection, and in this case, the husband objects to bodily contact. Therefore, the Torah teaches that a sota warning is only valid if it deals with adulterous behavior, which is at least the beginning of having relation. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu. Wish you a great day and great learning.